With your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith. I'm joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. As we look at the cattle markets today, Justin, what happened?
Well, we had a disappointing day for the live cattle futures. The August looked like they're going to settle down somewhere around $1.85, down to $148.32 here. Now, there were some early bids that surfaced in Kansas at $145, which was the same bid as last week, which at the end of last week resulted in a $150 trade. The $140 bid isn't necessarily an indicator that we won't get with a $150 again, but it's really early. Still got a couple days for that to develop. Now, midday, the choice and select box beef were both higher, with choice up sharply, up $2.97 at $243.90. That did not help the live cattle here. And then the feeder cattle initially were steady, and then they had a big surge following the USDA report, and we're up as much as $2, but it looks like we're going to settle around unchanged after what the live cattle sold off. That drug the feeder cattle down with them. The one bright spot in the entire cattle market looks like it's going to be the August feeders, and they're up about 2 points at 214.10.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The 31st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup back home at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma on the 28th and 29th of August. 12 historic ranches competed in 6 events, including wild cow milking, stray gathering, and the wild horse race. The OCA Range Roundup, sponsored by your Oklahoma Ford dealers, supporting once again the Children's Miracle Network. The OCA Range Roundup. For tickets, go to www.lazye.com or call 800-595-RIDE.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
And Justin, what brought down the grain market today?
When the USDA report that was released mid-morning here at 11 a.m., but we closed lower across the board. Corn, 17 and three-quarters lower at 358 and three-quarters for September. Beans were the weakest one today, with September closing at 921 and three-quarters, down 59 and a quarter. November's down 58 and a quarter at 913 and a quarter. And then wheat futures here, Chicago down about 13 to 13 and a quarter. Kansas City down 11 to 12. One interesting thing to note is those contracts did make new contract lows here for corn and then also for wheat. It was a very disappointing day across the board for grain futures.
Justin, what's your phone number?
877-431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures with your market analysis. That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.